You are now listening to No Dumb Idea.
Dumb Idea.
Alrighty, everyone. Welcome. We're No Dumb Idea. We like to talk and joke about pop culture, and sometimes we play games here and there. I'm Gibbledang.
Gym Leader Nate.
And I am also Dalla.
Are you okay? Are you okay? Are you sad about being Dalla?
Yeah. What happened? What happened there? Oh,
buddy. Yeah, hey, buddy. It's okay to be Dalla.
We're all Dalla
sometimes.
We all. You don't know what it's like. I always have cottage cheese fall on you. And I'm never eating it either, is the hard part. Just kidding.
Jesus, is this Christ. A reoccurring Sorry. Problem? Sorry, go ahead. Gibbledang.
You know, a couple shows ended recently. We got Agatha All Along and The Penguin. You know, a little bit of Marvel, a little bit of DC. And that kind of... Seeing Agatha All Along... I mean, do you guys care about spoilers? By the time this comes out, it's been about a month, nah. I think.
Well, nah?
Not personally, but
probably
it's
not.
Just me.
I have been I have been given like little teasers that like there are other characters from the MCU who eventually become involved in the show somehow. But that is all I know. So at this point, I might as well just learn what happens because I don't even know if I'm ever gonna watch it.
Same.
So basically, in the comic books, Agatha's usually an older, white-haired, just old woman,
sexy,
hag witch,
just old. Oh my goodness! Yeah, exactly.
What? Hags is a popular fantasy term. People know exactly what you mean when you say hag.
Did you say exactly. Witch or bitch?
Witch.
Oh, because I heard hag bitch.
The magical thing that the whole show is about, I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it actually about bitches? Oh, wow.
It actually is, yeah.
Actually, I might watch this.
Yeah, it's like Real Housewives of fucking...
Real Housewives of Marvel. Let's go.
Yeah.
So this hag bitch. No. So... In the comic books, you know, Agatha is a old, white-haired, she's a ghost, dusty-ass woman. And in this series, you know, she's played by, what is it, Catherine something. Here she is.
No, it's not Catherine.
It's not Bigelow. I was going to say Bigelow, too. Is it
Catherine
no.
Bigelow?
Catherine what? Hahn? Catherine O'Hahn? Here, we'll
Something
put
like
it
that.
We'll put on the screen.
Catherine
right
O'Hare. Hera.
There we go.
A nice lady.
Yeah.
Very funny. She's very funny. She was in Step Brothers. She was the whatchamacallit. She was John C. Riley's the wife. Yeah.
She's the wife of Adams. Not Adams. Is Adams? No. The guy. Yeah.
So in the very last episode of Agatha All Along, I guess she dies or whatever. And she comes back as a ghost, but she comes back as a ghost old lady with white hair, not young, hot, regular Catherine O'Hare that she
oh,
is.
Oh, at the end
old,
of hot, the show, she becomes ghostly. Comic accurate. Yeah.
So that basically reminded me of the, I guess, I don't know if it's a meme or a phenomena or phenomema, if that works. It reminded me of the phenomena. Of Surf Dracula. Do you guys, you know, I'm sure.
Surfy-cula?
Surf Dracula?
I know an intense amount about Surf Dracula, actually. I have extensive knowledge of this. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gym Leader Nate actually wrote the book about Surfy-cula.
TED Talk. Well, I'll tell you. So the quote.
Yeah, read an excerpt from Gym Leader Nate's book. Here, read this page.
Go ahead and read that excerpt.
So it's a tweet from Topher Florence from 2021, And it says, back in the day, if you did a TV show called Surf Dracula, you'd see that fool surfing every week in new adventures. But in the streaming era, the entire first season got to be a long-ass flashback to how he got the surfboard until you finally get to see him surf for 5 minutes in the finale.
In the finale, yeah.
So
say, you know, would watch.
I would watch. I'd watch the OG.
It could be good.
I'd watch the OG.
You're basically watching Beach Dracula up until the last episode where you get to see Surf Dracula. Ooh. And Beach Dracula learning to surf is good enough for me.
Are you sure you're not just watching Dracula?
Well, you said the show is about him learning to surf.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, true. That's true. But do you just call it Dracula at that point? Or I guess, yeah, you call it Beach Dracula.
Yeah, just Beach Jack Dracula. You'd still call it Surf Dracula.
He's not Surf Dracula yet. He doesn't deserve the title.
Well, that's why it's like, it would be called Surf Dracula, but the show wouldn't get into, you know, until the end. Like, episode last 5 minutes of episode 12, you know?
So you get the, you know, you guys get the general, the gist of everything.
Pretty much.
So I've got a list here of some fun Surf Draculas. Okay. Yeah, how long's your list?
That's pretty long. It's my grocery list. Mostly cream cheese and cottage cheese.
List not cottage cheese. Oh, give me a second. Mostly both. Just you wait with the kind of lists I can come up with. Hold on.
Now, Leia, Nate, I know you don't have a list.
Nope. Wait, hold on. I can find one somewhere.
Go to through notes vigorously. Oh, I can't. Where's my lists?
Okay.
My list of two things. One. Number two and number one. Or sorry, number two and number one.
No particular order. All right.
Oh my gosh.
So I got my karaoke list. See? Perfect.
Hey, nice. So, you know,
nice.
With that premise, or what that phenomena immediately reminded me of, Daredevil. Have you guys seen the Netflix Daredevil show? Very infamous Surf Dracula. It's a good show.
Mostly about him being a great show.
Yeah, and him.
I like it.
It's good. It's good. It's got some good action, you know. But holy shit, it's like 3 episodes longer than it needed to be. I think the last 3 episodes are like, in the first part, Daredevil goes to a guy. Because, you know, you want to see him and get his suit the entire time. Because he's not in the fucking suit. He's just in this, like, black ninja garb. So in the like, it was cool. I mean, it was cool, but for like 7 episodes, you get or in this case, 13.
Yeah, it's comic accurate. Frank Miller story. But no, it's like it's like you still want to see a fucking the suit, and I want to say even Daredevil. Second season didn't give too much of the suit either.
So the last 3 episodes of that show, I'm pretty sure from memory, the first. You know, the first part of it, it's like Daredevil goes to a guy and is like, hey, can you make me a suit? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. And then right after that, Daredevil, the guy comes in and he's like, oh, hey, I'm working on your suit. I'm almost done with your suit. And Daredevil's like, okay, that's cool. And then in the last episode, in the last like 10 minutes, they're like, oh, hey, I finished your suit. Here you go. And Daredevil wears his costume for, I think, maybe 2 minutes.
Probably.
Yeah. And they straight up take away the suit in like season 3. And, you know.
Okay, that's what it is. Because I was like, there's like other seasons too where he goes back to like the black, I think. And I'm like, but why? Like, I don't know. It's just and it's not like a Batman or Iron Man reason where it's like he lost money, so he doesn't have a suit. So he has to like rely on his skills or whatever, you know? It's just like,
All right. So moving on to that, I got two that kind of you could lump in together, and they're both basically, they both have the same reasoning for why they were made, but Smallville and Gotham. I mean, they both have the same fucking names there. Smallville. I don't even know how many seasons, like 8.
I don't know.
Like
I don't know 11 if Smallville or 13 or counts though, because Smallville. The whole point is that it's not called Superman, and it's not you're not there to see the end finished product Superman. The whole point is that like that whole show is advertised as this isn't just a Superman show, It's true. Just that's the gimmick, is that technically you're watching the person who will be Superman, but
yeah,
it's not. That's and not they, what they, it's they about. Do... It is about well, Clark Kent.
I mean, it's true. It's
because like,
I'm on the Smallville.
I am on the side where it's small
or something.
I am on the side where it's if you're getting that show like Gotham, it's like what people want to see is like, do people want to see a long, drawn out origin story for Batman or Superman, or do they want to see like a almost like the Batman 66 show where it's just a pre-established character just getting into these weekly have you nots?
I feel like it's more about like I feel like though it's like. Part of the whole Surf Dracula thing, though, is about expectations. You expect Surf Dracula to surf because it's called Surf Dracula. It's not called Superman and the Fight for Krypton or something like that. Like, it's called Smallville, emphasizing it's about Clark Kent in the small town before he moved to Metropolis and before he became Superman.
Ooh, like, hot take.
I don't know. I think I'm a little more on... Smallville is not... really a Surf Dracula, because it's like, that means if we took that same route, then technically, like I was saying, it would be as if you watched Beach Dracula expecting him to surf the whole time, but technically they didn't say he was gonna surf, it's just called Beach Dracula.
I think the hard part too is it depends on the like advertisement, because like Smallville was advertised like you're saying as hey, this is, you know, Superman before he's Superman, this is before like basically the Superman, comic book like Superboy comic book essentially. Where, like, Surf Dracula, I mean,
we got a real two-on-one situation here.
Wow. Did you watch that show as it came out, Gibbledang?
Smallville?
Which one?
Smallville.
Smallville, no. I was, like, a small little rat when it came out.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched it when it came out.
I was just old enough to catch the later seasons of the show and go back and, like, watch the episodes on disc.
You two are older rats than I am.
Yeah, I'm a little bit older.
Older, larger rats.
I remember that was one of the shows me and my family would sit down and watch together, like after school and stuff, which was
exactly. Nice, it was on after school.
Listeners, why don't you go ahead and leave a comment and see what you think?
I can see your argument, but that's
that was their whole gimmick. And the whole thing when you waited for characters to show up was you were waiting to see the Smallville version of them, the version of them before they are who they really are. And that became that was the whole thing about Smallville. It was the whole gimmick.
Okay,
I happen to really I just liked Smallville a lot.
Smallville and Poltergeist 2 and 3 are your bread and butter.
They're
my bread and butter, 100%.
That and Sonic the Hedgehog somehow. That's the Triforce for you. I was gonna say though, I feel like both shows, Gotham and Smallville, did capitalize on the like, okay, we're done, here's the fucking final scene where Superman and you know, here's the final scene with Batman up in the fucking
That's the thing. When Gotham was coming out, did you expect Batman to be in every episode in the whole show?
He was a kid.
Right. Like, you knew the whole time going into Gotham that it wasn't going to be about Batman.
Maybe it's about us, the people that are actually into nerddom, probably. I'm sure there's plenty of people that watch Gotham being like, where's Batman?
I guess the argument but that's the like, argument here is like, argument. Why? Like, why?
That's how prequel stories. Well, that's a symptom of a larger Hollywood problem of them insisting that everybody wants to see their favorite characters as children before they did any of the stuff we like about them. Which is just not, a lot of times is not true, but for some things I guess worked.
I will say Gotham, if Gotham was like the comic, what's the Gotham Central, I would be fucking down with that. But that takes place while Batman's Batman. Because that's just it's a Law and Order SVU, but in Gotham. So it's just like, that'd be sick. I'd be down with that. That's kind of what I was hoping for with the Gotham show. But yeah, I mean, I guess it's like one of those ones too. Like, it's like, I know they're going to eventually probably do Batman and they're eventually going to do Superman. But it's like, that's when they're out of ideas.
Marvel and Disney, we don't want a show about Tony Stark in college, okay? We don't want it. We don't care. High school. Please don't give it to us. All right, sorry, go ahead. Gibbledang.
There was a... Oh, okay, whatever. No, let's move on. All right. All right, so how about this? Maybe this one will wet your whistle a little bit. Preacher, which literally was one long surf Dracula. That's so true. Very last season, by the way, Preacher, based off of the DC Vertigo comic book, I think produced by Seth Rogen. It's starring, forgot. I think Catherine O'Hara.
Scarlett O'Hara
as the preacher. Catherine Bigelow.
But yeah, basically the entire show, the entire first season, I don't know how many, I think it's like 16 episodes or whatever-ish. They all lead right up until the very last episode, and spoilers, I guess, of the first season, lead into the very opening of the very first page of the Preacher comic book. That's... And it opens with something so inconsequential, not inconsequential to the story, but it's just like a quick, like, oh, this just happened. But the whole first season was just a one long explanation of that, which...
The comic starts in like an area where it's like, there's a big event that catalyst, but we did, and then it's like, what if we saw that event, basically, that led to this? And then the rest of the show continues, but not as good. Or it's some so areas funny. Better, but mostly not good.
I didn't know that was a comic. I had never been exposed to Preacher as a comic book at all, or as a graphic novel. And right,
that is a comic book.
Lucky boy.
Yeah. And I watched the whole show not knowing that it was a comic book inspired show. I had no idea. And the ending was so specific. I looked up more about it, and then I found out that it was a graphic novel, and I was oh, this makes a lot more sense.
You're like, a fucking course. That's why everything's so goofy and comic-y.
I think Dala and I, we watched that show from beginning to end.
Finished it, yeah.
Yeah, I remember being so disappointed by the last season.
I think, it was fine. I remember my biggest complaint was, like, I think it's season 2 or 3, or maybe it's both, but there's, like, definitely, like, a placeholder, like, where they're just in New Orleans not doing shit for a whole season or two.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, a good season, and then I think the ending was just kind of meh. Like, it was fine, but I would say read the comics. The comics do all that better. Although there's some good scenes, but yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, it helps when your budget is your imagination and your drawing skills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got two here, too. I decided to lump these two together because they're both video games, right? But one's a TV series and one's a movie. Which one do you guys want to hear first?
Okay, I think I know the movie. Can I guess them?
Yeah.
Okay. My guess for the movie is the Mortal Kombat 2021 movie.
Okay.
Because I believe the tournament doesn't actually happen until the end. The Mortal Kombat tournament. Or it might not even happen at all in the movie. That's my guess.
And Nate?
The show? I'm trying to think if there's like a... I mean, maybe Fallout.
Man, I don't know, actually. For a video game inspired one.
There's a Fallout in Fallout. There definitely is.
Twisted Metal.
Yeah. Fallout definitely... Twisted Metal's the show. They fell out.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I was like. I'm trying to think of shows.
I'm sorry, Nate, but Dala got both of them.
Oh, you got both. Oh, wow. All right.
You actually got both of them. I didn't even guess anything because I didn't know. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally was like, oh, that's a show that, yeah.
The Mortal Kombat reboot, you know, where you got a...
Yeah.
What's his face? Cole Jaeger. No, that's a guy from Transformers.
Gold
that's,
Armor Man.
Yeah, Mark Damon.
Mark Wahlberg, right? Put up a picture of Mark Damon.
Put up a picture of Mark Damon.
Ew, it's just an amalgamation.
You know, you're following that guy, Cole Young. That's his name, Cole Young, not Cole Jaeger. You know, this guy who's basically Black Panther, who might be related to Scorpion.
Yeah.
Who might be destined to save the world in Mortal Kombat, and at the end, what was it? Somebody tells them there's going to be a Mortal Kombat. Is Raiden in this movie? Raiden's in this movie. I think Raiden says there's going to be a Mortal Kombat.
I don't know.
I think they prevent Mortal Kombat from happening, though, or something. Or it's like the next movie is supposed to be actually Mortal Kombat, like, tournament.
What a bland, forgettable movie.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
That's all I have to say about that one.
Yeah, I've forgotten most of it, like, I remember some shots. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, specific, yeah. I remember seeing that and be like, ooh. And then, like, that's about
it. I remember there was, like, one scene where he's fighting, I think, Katara or Goro. I don't remember which one it was. And that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, I think he gets his Black Panther suit or activates.
He fights him.
Because everyone has a mutant ability in that for some fucking reason.
Yeah, that's right. They all have, what the fuck is it? How does it get, wait. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they all have abilities
that get activated
of their tattoos.
In trauma.
Or in trauma, or when they
get. And, like, Kano's was a laser eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's so stupid.
It's like the fight itself, like them being entered into the fighting, activates their latent mutation
powers.
It's so dumb.
I think it's cool. Like it's Reptile or Brock or something. So I don't know. It's so
I don't know if they're in the whatever. But then we got Twisted Metal, which I guess is kind of the same thing, but good.
That one is. I did see that. That one's weird because it's. I'm a fan of Twisted Metal games, the old Twisted Metal games. I guess there's not really any new ones.
Yeah, yes. I like the Twisted Metal games. Yeah. They were so good. Well, I played one. I only played one.
Which one? Black?
Which one was for PS1?
Black.
Oh, that's like four of them.
Yeah, true.
Oh, shit.
Probably one, two, or three.
I believe it was two. If I go off pure off of memory, I think it was two.
Two and Black is like the best, and I like the PS3 one. But, the show is good. It's just definitely not. It was like, what the fuck is this? It doesn't feel like Twisted Metal in the sense that, like, it almost like felt like they wrote another show, and then they were just like, well, what if we put Sweet Tooth and Anthony Mackie in this? And it like surprisingly was fun and intriguing.
But yeah, just to check to make sure I'm not misremembering, Sweet Tooth Twisted Metal is also the game that has the guy with the bees. The beekeeper guy?
I think so. That does sound like one of the...
Because I would play as a car where, like, he would, like, lay down honey, and then he would, like, hit people with bees.
That might be three or four, because I know they got more of the goofier cars.
That might be Mario Kart, man.
And I'm like...
Were you playing as a big gorilla?
I might be thinking of DreamWorks Racing.
Ooh, you were playing Smash Bros, and you had items on. You had the bee item on. The beehive
bee guy,
but yeah, Twisted Metal, it's fun. Go check it out. Ends with it going to be a Twisted Metal. Yeah, I think it's if you want to just see a fun, goofy, like vehicular combat show with Sweet Tooth actually was like voiced by Will Arnett, but like body was Samoa Joe, I think is the wrestler's name.
That's right.
And he was, they were both like really great, like performance, like body and voice, and it's a really fun character. I'd check it out. It's like post-apocalyptic, and yeah, not what I would expect, but not like surprisingly not bad.
Is there a fallout in that one?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I never played Twisted Metal. I played Vigilante 8.
God damn it, I fucking was about to ask. Oh shit. I was about to fucking
say. I was thinking of beeswax from Vigilante 8.
Oh yeah. I'm like, the best character.
I'm like, honey, and throw bees.
Where's the Vigilante 8 show?
That sounds very innocent for Twisted Metal.
I mean, he used to make people explode and stuff, but he was just a beekeeper. It was his thing. Like
3 and 4 on the PS1 were like made so kids could play. Like they were like, let's tone down the violence. That's why I was like, maybe those. There's a car called Flower Power in 3 that's powers. They shoot flower and like it's like a hippie. It's dumb.
It definitely feels like Vigilante 8 was like a Twisted Metal ripoff.
I'm sure. But there was like a ton of those back in the day. There was a Star Wars one. Did you know that? You can play Boba Fett. Yeah, you can play Boba Fett flying around. Yeah, what's hit us with our next one, Gibble Danger? I don't know if you need more. I've got
three left. Technically seven, but you know, we'll get into it. First, I'm gonna get into Power Rangers, the reboot.
I fucking had that on my list.
Yep, the movie where you think you're going to get the Power Rangers, and I guess you do, but you get them the last, like, 10, 15 minutes. Or, like, no, like, maybe the last 30 minutes.
You technically get
minutes.
A couple Power Rangers right at the beginning.
You do.
You get Zordon and Rita Repulsa.
Your Honor, we take
they were Rangers.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Another hot take. But, that's not, you know.
That still counts.
It still counts.
No, that one counts 100%.
That one still counts.
It gets way
too Surf Dracula.
There's way too much origin. There's way too much building up of, can we do it? Can we really become the Power Rangers for 30 minutes?
I don't know, man. Can we?
I did. It's funny because that's so true, but I feel like I didn't mind it with Power Rangers. Because something I always thought I was lacking from Power Rangers was the fact that they were supposed to be teens with attitude. That's straight from the mouth of Zordon himself. Is what they're looking for
are
teens
with
attitude.
Snap.
And in my opinion, they did a good job in the new movie of making it about teens with attitude.
But it's not called Teens with Attitude Rangers. It's Power Rangers.
Yeah, they're not looking for mildly agreeable teens who do whatever they're said and told and get right in the suit and go along and are perfect at everything. Although, I don't know if this is on there, Gibbledang. I'm assuming it's not. But conceptually, Iron Man in a way.
Iron Man
because of just because of the song. Just because the whole movie was waiting for them to play Iron Man. And they played it during the credits.
Music? You know, can there be Surf Dracula music, please?
Actually, yeah, the Monster
Surf
Mash.
Surf Dracula the song?
Monster Mash, which is a song about a dance, which is a song about a
stolen
dance
and
about a
renamed.
Yeah.
Anywho, Nate, you're kind of right, actually. So in the first half of my last round of Surf Draculas, we have the Spider-Man Home trilogy, where you don't get
it never goes home,
where Spider-Man does not truly become Spider-Man until the very last scene of the third movie.
That's entirely that's entirely comic nerd like.
Oh, just wait till my I get to my next one.
Everybody's like, "Oh, actually he's just Iron Man Jr. because we decided he doesn't deserve the title of Spider-Man."
Exactly.
Yet. And it's like
No.
That doesn't count. Nah, he's literally
it counts.
In the first movie, we even get the scene. We even get some scenes from the little clips on the TV where you get to see him being Spider-Man in his gym shorts and shit, where in his own homemade outfit too.
His Jimmy Jams.
Yeah, but that's not enough. This guy's had everything handed to him.
You want
Tom
more
Holland.
Spider-Man?
Yeah, I want
So Spider-Man 2077 was never Spider-Man at any point.
Who's 2077?
2077.
Or sorry, not. What's the year?
2099?
2099.
Oh, 2099, yeah, Miguel.
2099.
It was
2024. So that means that since that's in the future and he had high-tech stuff, he was never Spider-Man at any point. Wait, that's what you're saying.
He doesn't have high-tech stuff.
In 2099, there's no high-tech stuff? They're not in
the
future?
He doesn't.
He himself.
He's in the future. He doesn't have. He's actually just a Spider-Man powered up dude.
Yeah.
He's not smart? They didn't make him a scientist? Like,
well, he's smart.
He's
but
a scientist.
Like,
he just...
His actual abilities aren't,
he
like,
shoots web.
Yeah.
Yeah. He actually shoots web organically. He has claws on his fingers. He's strong. Like, little mini claws.
That. Yeah.
Ew. Yeah.
He's not like... He doesn't...
Yeah, he probably uses tech,
all
I will
the
say.
Jokes that they, all
points,
the jokes
but...
they say about Tobey Maguire Spider-Man are actually true about 2099?
Yeah.
A few of them, yeah. There's a few others, too. It's not... He's not the only one. He's not the only freak.
2099 was...
Yeah.
Like, almost like he was addicted to something? I don't know.
All I'm really saying is that, like, I feel like just changing up Spider-Man stuff, especially in a world where Spider-Man emphasizes that there's a billion other Spider-Men that are all slightly different and have changes about them, is not a disqualifying factor for being Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is.
I mean, there's also Superior Spider-Man, where it's like he has a lot more tech in the comics. So it's like,
yeah, I'm sure you would agree with all those people who have a lot of real strict reasons why certain people aren't Spider-Man, huh?
I would rather have regular ass.
Sure.
I would rather have regular ass Spider-Man, but I think it still counts.
It does. It counts.
It's it's like one of those like I could see your argument though. I could see that.
Yeah, I think that lays perfect groundwork for my next one.
Yeah.
The X-Men reboot trilogy. X-Men First Class.
Reboot
trilogy. And then Days of Future Past. And then Apocalypse. Because the whole time, you're expecting Professor X to go bald. But he doesn't go bald until the very last scene of the end of Apocalypse.
In any of them.
This whole trilogy, fair. I'm thinking. I did this. I remember turning to you in the theater, Adala, and being like, when is he going to go bald? And it never happened.
Yeah, never.
Yeah, we never watched that movie together.
No, I know. That's why I was bullshitting.
I would.
Okay. I think that came out when I was in college. Like, way before I even knew.
Does that one count, Nate? Or no?
I was gonna say another one that's like along those lines.
I'll count that one honestly, because I legit actually was kind of like, does he not go bald? And like, I thought he went bald in like one of them for at least like a bit.
He opens. I thought he starts a new movie bald,
or something like that. I thought he ended one bald, but then the next movie is just like, haired again. Haired.
That is true.
So he does bald. One.
He does end a movie bald, and then he starts with hair again in the next.
And
time
like
see
that
him.
Would that still counts true. As a Surf Dracula.
I remember
then, I
that
because
I remember having that same
whole movie.
Thought.
I thought he went bald in the third one in Apocalypse when he becomes like when Apocalypse does his
What's
magic.
His name?
On him. Professor X.
I thought that was
like
the
John Malkovich on accident. What's his name again? John. What's his name?
James Catherine O'Hara.
Leguizamo.
Yeah, John Leguizamo. There you go. What was it? Fucking James Malcolm.
James McAvoy.
Okay.
It's not
yeah, yeah. I was. That's what I was like. Why was it looking up John Malkovich? Fucking. He's bald. Yeah. All right. Let me see. James McAvoy bald.
When did he go? When did James McAvoy? Yeah.
When
go
did he
bald
get bald?
As.
Maybe. I mean, this could be a fucking Mandela effect thing, but. No, there's pictures of him.
That sounds so familiar.
But, yeah. Oh, okay, so was it? I think this
but
is.
But that is a Surf Dracula because it wasn't towards the end of the movie or until the end.
You know what? I think it's. I think at the end of Days of Future Past, that's when he goes bald. No, not even. What? What the fuck is going on with his hair?
When he got cast for X-Men First Class, he shaved his head immediately when he heard he got the role, and then they told him they weren't going to play it bald.
So he's wearing a wig that first movie?
They had to wait for his hair to grow back out.
Oh, fucking. Damn, and he's long hair in that movie, too, so they had to wait a while.
That's funny as holy fuck. Shit. Oh, my God.
But yeah, it looks like he went bald for Apocalypse.
Yeah, so that's the third one. Yeah. So you got to wait until the third one if you want
to
see.
Yeah, and then I guess he grew his hair back or he died. I don't remember.
Who's to say? No one knows. Remember. No one knows.
You know what's a really good Surf Dracula? Okay, does it count if it's a Surf Dracula where they literally never become what you were kind of hinted at?
Expecting.
Yeah, is it like is what you're expecting is
like a pre-established?
Never, it never happens.
Like
what is
so,
it? What's your idea?
Did you guys ever see Glass?
Yes.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Well,
yeah.
So funny.
In Glass.
Okay, yeah.
They basically, like, the whole point is that the first two movies were like the origins of these other two characters who who have superpowers or have some sort of power over their own like abilities. And then at the end, they vaguely hint in the last movie that Glass is super intelligent because he's obsessed with superheroes, but they never actually like really show how that manifests. They show him being mildly clever, but like nothing that like isn't like just kind of cleverness that you would see from other people who don't have superpowers, who are just smart.
Yeah. He's and like a regular ass person.
And so they set it up as an ending to this trilogy, where the first one's Unbreakable, where the main guy is Unbreakable. Yeah. Then there's Split, where the main guy has different personalities to the point... What? Where he's split. Yeah. And to the point where he can affect his own physiology with his mental beliefs. And then Glass... Well, he don't become Glass.
Yeah.
And he doesn't get confirmed to be super anything. They say he's probably super intelligent. They literally, if I remember correctly, they like literally leave it uncertain with the word probably. Like, but yeah, I just, when I went into the movie Glass, I expected a big part of it was them going to be confirming and elucidating on exactly what his super ability is.
Counts.
Made it about all three of them instead.
It's funny. I was going to say, yeah. I thought Split kind of fell under that category. I was going to put Split underneath there. But I didn't, because it's not really a surf Dracula if you didn't know that it was going to be a sequel to, so it's like to something. Twist.
Yeah.
But if you go into it knowing that, then it's like, oh, it's a surf Dracula. It's one long.
Yeah, it's going to be advertised.
Is it a surf Dracula if you expected it to not be a part of any universe and all of a sudden it is?
Probably not.
You expected it to have a normal ending and you never got the normal ending because instead it was a twist ending where they linked it into a different franchise.
Is it a surf Dracula if you thought the movie was going to be bad and it actually was good?
It's more of a beach Dracula at that point.
That's yeah, true. Yeah. A good one, yeah.
You're right, because I was going to put of those Cloverfield movies on here where you're like, okay, like what's the Cloverfield shit going on? And then at the end when they reveal it, it's disappointing.
It's like nothing.
I feel like I would count Cloverfield Lane for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
I'd count probably both of them. I mean, I haven't even seen Paradox, but just knowing what I know about it, I'd definitely count that one too.
It sucks because that's also how they advertised Cloverfield Lane. Yeah. They purposefully advertised it to be like a psychological thriller, and then you find out at the end it's actually is sci-fi.
It's just a silly sci-fi movie. Yeah, where a guy loses his arm.
And I will stand up for... Meanwhile, I will stand up for Cloverfield Paradox to the day I die.
Wow, you actually like that one?
I loved that movie.
I haven't seen it, but I guess... Everybody hates it. Not great stuff.
It's just weird. But like, weird movies aren't bad. It's just weird.
A guy loses his arm. But is it... He's like, oh, where's my arm? Oh, well... Like, oh, I could feel my arm walking around. And he's just so fine with just his arm being missing. It's got a lot of space shenanigans in it. I don't approve of it.
There's anomalies happening because multiple universes are layering over one another.
They're paradoxes.
I guess with the Cloverfield at that point means like paradox and not like the monster, I guess, although Cloverfield... what the fuck is the name Cloverfield come from, actually, in the original?
So, originally it was actually just a working title that they literally never changed for the first movie. That was where that first came from. They gave it the nickname Cloverfield, and then they never could come up with a good title for it, and they wanted it to advertise it mysteriously, and so someone pitched, what if we don't change the title, and we just send out the working title so no one knows what it's about, and that, therefore, no one knew what it was about when they went to go see it. So, it's like the name of the station, I believe. The station that's in orbit that has a hadron collider that's bigger than the one that we have right now on Earth, and the whole point is it's so dangerous that they put it up in space because if anything were to happen, they supposedly might be able to deal with it better there.
Well, they're trying to solve an energy crisis. So they're trying to turn on this, space collider, the Hadron Collider. And so the moment
they're trying to get the Hadron Collider to like get the infinite energy.
So the moment they turn it on, that causes a ripple throughout like time and space that basically...
Yeah.
Causes the events of every different past and future Cloverfield movie to happen. So, like, aliens, like, Paradox, this like, event caused aliens to get sent to fucking Cloverfield Lane and the giant Cloverfield monster to get sent to fucking something else, which that explanation I like. Yeah. I think that's kind of cool.
That's fair.
But I think the rest of the movie
is like it's like the universe where the monster exists and the universe where Earth exists like got overlapped, and so the monster came into our universe and then
I guess what probably helps is, in hindsight, that sounds cool. But at the time when these were all just like stealth dropped, like I remember Paradox came out during the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, it was all hype.
Like, yeah. That's not good.
And now you can watch it right after the Super Bowl, which is a good way to make all your money right back now. And be like, oh my God, I gotta fucking watch this right now. No way. There's a new Cloverfield.
I'm pretty sure I literally watched it instead of the Super Bowl. I don't watch sports, I like...
Yeah, I was like...
I was just like, cool, I'm gonna go home and watch Cloverfield Paradox.
Bye guys. I'm leaving the middle of the game. I was DD, but I'm gone.
Yeah, I was... I think... What year was Cloverfield Paradox?
2018,
18,
maybe.
2018.
18, yeah.
Yeah. Because I was still riding high off of Interstellar, so weird movie set in space would like pretty much had me. and I knew it was related to the first Cloverfield that I liked, so I was like, okay.
Yeah, fair.
What about you guys? You guys got anything you want to share?
Shin Godzilla.
I was thinking of that.
He's not even you don't even see his shins for half
he's
the
not
movie.
He's not even fully Godzilla till like the very end.
I know, that's what I was thinking too. I almost put that on the list.
Honestly, you probably could throw in a lot of the Godzilla movies because most of those like villains don't fucking show up until the end anyways. But I got like a few video games and a couple comic series. MGS2, Metal Gear Solid 2. You don't play as Snake for the majority of the game. Which I don't
Who
know.
Who are you in that one?
Raiden from Mortal Kombat.
Just kidding. Mortal Kombat? That's what I figured. Yeah. You're zapping people?
But you start off as Snake, and then it just like, it's like, all right, now you're a different character. And it's like, oh, what the fuck? And it's like,
are you
I don't
one
remember
of the
if it
clones
was...
or are you no. like a totally different, like your Revolver you... Ocelot or something?
Yeah, you're Raiden. His name's Jack. I think Jack Raiden. He's like a ninja. He plays as Snake in the second game. If you play 4, he's that like ninja guy. Or if you play PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale, he's that guy with the sword that comes in.
Yeah,
Revengeance. He's Revengeance.
Yeah, that's the only one I've played.
This is who you are in Metal Gear Solid 2?
That's what happened to him after the second game. He gets like bio enhancements and kind of gets taken apart and like loses
his
humanity.
Looking at
his OG
like agent picture.
It's otherwise it's just basically Snake. Yeah,
there's blonde Snake
Blake.
So that was the first one I thought of.
Blake.
The next one I thought of, another Konami actually, is Silent Hill 4. Doesn't take place in Silent Hill, actually. It's another town neighboring Silent Hill.
What,
for the whole game or maybe most of the game.
Do you not figure it out?
Isn't the real Silent Hill the friends we made along the way?
Ooh,
yeah.
That's true.
the pyramid heads we made along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one for video games I have, actually, which this was just a goof, but I put the Zelda franchise because you didn't really get to play as Zelda until the more recent ones.
Yeah, how long did it take?
30 years? The newest.
You know what?
I guess there's the CDI ones, but those don't count. Zelda
good.
Is the...
Wait.
The long-term serve Dracula.
Then you know what? Elder Scrolls.
You never played in the Scrolls.
You're that old.
You don't see an Elder Scroll until the fourth game.
Oh, there you go.
Fourth game.
That counts.
Because it's actually been confirmed that they named it Elder Scrolls like just because it sounded cool.
Cool. I'm sure.
They didn't
yeah.
even involve them in the story until the third game. And so the first two, there are no mentions of actual items called Elder Scrolls. It's just the name of the game. It's so
that counts.
Like, that's gotta count.
Oh fuck yeah, yeah! That's so funny. Then I just have two comic series that are. The first one I put is Ultimate Spider-Man. Like if you read that first trade of Ultimate Spider-Man, he doesn't actually become Spider-Man until the last like out of the. He takes like 4 issues for Peter Parker to actually put
Jesus
on a suit and
Christ.
Become Spider-Man.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a good storyline because it's... Huh. But it takes like a few issues because it's just kind of like about the melodramas of being a teenager. What'd you say? Like a rebellious teenager or something that doesn't listen?
A teen with attitude?
Yeah, teen with attitude. There you go.
Yeah, I never realized that, but you're absolutely right because...
It reads well. It reads fast.
When
too.
When I read Ultimate Spider-Man, it was all in the
trades.
Compendium graphic novels.
Yeah.
So it's like it was just like yeah, it like felt like a book. Where I was like, yeah, a little bit at the beginning is going to be establishing his character for sure.
Yeah,
I was going to say the same thing.
So it's like it takes like a few issues, I think,
I imagine that would be annoying if you actually like were buying the Ultimate Spider-Man comics one by one, and you're like, all right, yeah, week two, cool, still not Spider-Man. Week three,
he's on the cover, right?
What the fuck? Right book?
Oh, is this? Did I pick up Teen Weekly? Oh no, this is Spider-Man.
Is this a Peter Parker like prequel story?
Yeah, pick up Spider
Trouble.
Is this about his parents?
Jeez, have you read Trouble or heard about the book, comic book Trouble?
No.
Nar?
Jim Leader Nate? Okay, maybe I'll save that for my own episode in the future or something. I'll go through that because that'd be interesting. Just one last comic I actually read recently. It's a Venom story called Shiver. Venom. Or it's like 12 issues. It's technically Venom doesn't show up till the last like 2-3 issues. It plays off like The Thing, the first few like storyline where it's like, there's these researchers in the facility in Antarctica, and then they come along this alien that starts absorbing people and shit. And it is a symbiote, but it's not Venom. And then like it kind of like keeps growing, and like the, you know, they kind of chasing it, and like it's a pretty, you know, it's an all right storyline. But literally not until like the last like 4 issues does Venom actually show up and fight that symbiote. So it's like another one where I'm like, interesting, this is not what I thought it was going to be, but all right.
Would you describe the symbiote as like a different colored Venom?
Kind of, pretty much. I think it's black where Venom's like drawn in a more blue in this series. So it's pretty much just blue or black Venom.
Blenum.
Yeah, Blenum.
Blunum versus Blanum.
But yeah, those are all my...
I didn't think of another one. I'm thinking of a lot more than I thought I would, but I did think of another one. I think it's got to count, which is it's kind of part of why this movie works, but a lot of people also hated this movie because of this.
Ooh,
Signs. Jumanji? M. Night Shyamalan. Nice.
Well, I feel like you see the signs
actually
early on.
Jumanji 2. No, Jumanji you never see Jumanji in Jumanji.
Is that a guy? Is there a guy named Jumanji?
Well, it's a game. That's
it's a place. It's the name of the jungle.
It's
the name of the... I'm just saying.
Well, it's the name of the game. But...
The whole game is about a game based off of jungles, but then you never actually get to see a jungle. Wow. You just see things from a jungle come out into the real
world. Looks like we got ourselves another Monster Mash situation here, everyone.
Yeah. But Signs. But Signs for sure.
Signs
was... It's literally called Signs. It's about crop circles, and it's all about aliens. And you don't see the aliens... until the very end of the movie.
But you see the signs early on.
You do see
the signs. That's why I'm like kind of mixed. But you do, the aliens, I get it, because it's like you don't see them till the end, and it's like it's clearly aliens, but you do see signs.
Maybe
if
the movie was called Aliens, you would go in thinking that you would be seeing some aliens, but it's called Signs, and so you see some signs.
I think
I
might give side with this one.
And even Joaquin Phoenix is
isn't there also an alien? Wait, isn't there also an alien movie that also does that?
Aliens
called Aliens.
Actually, no, that where there's not a lot of actual aliens in it.
Most movies don't have actual aliens.
I'm sure most horror or thrillers you could probably lump in. Honestly, thinking about it,
yeah, especially if they're like suspense thrillers. That's kind of the whole thing.
Yeah, Gone Girl. She's not gone. She's there. What's the deal? I'm just kidding. That's like the opposite, or I don't know if that counts.
All right, we made it to the end. We got all of the, you know, we covered as much Surf Draculas as we could, you know, and maybe even some of them weren't Surf Draculas and shouldn't have been on the list. Who knows? Who's to say?
Let us know.
But yeah, we've been No Dumb Idea. We have a podcast. You can go and check that out. We're on all streaming platforms, basically. Yeah, I've been Gibbledang.
I'm Gym Leader Nate.
And I'm still Dala.
Aw, it's okay, Dala.
After that whole episode, it didn't cheer you up? Oh, crap.
Damn.
I'm still a Surf Dracula.
Well, why don't we go ahead and give a round of applause for another Dala. Or just Dala.
Yeah.
Woo!
Thank you, Dolly. Let's hear it for the Signs aliens.
Signs aliens.
Out of their fingertips.
You know, big shout out. Wouldn't be here without them, but Surf Dracula. Gotta get Surf Dracula.
Himself. And his
the
cousin,
big, the
Beach
man.
Dracula.
The myth.
Yeah.
Right. The legend.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else do we got?
Shout out Power Rangers.
This one goes out to the Power Rangers.
Aggressive
team.
All the angry team.
Aggressive team.
God. Zordon being like, oh yeah, they're good.
Honestly, yeah. I wish they would get a Power Rangers with actual aggressive teens, where it's like, this teen is in a gang, and this teen, yeah, like, beat up his mom's boyfriend, and this, yeah, teen...
Or we just got a gang.
In class.
Or we got the, yeah, gang,
basically.
Not a gang, yeah, of teenagers.
Thank you for listening to No Dumb Idea.